had these hats done for camp. I never thought I'd be wearing it like this. But, hey, I'm just glad to smell the fresh air. I've been in there a month. Well, Saturday will be a month. So, but I'm just glad to be out here and get to go see the team this afternoon for a little while. So,
what are you most excited about?
Well, I have to be honest. You know, first of all, just being out, you know, of course, seeing the team this afternoon. But I can't wait to go see my golden retriever, Maddie. So I'm excited to see her. And but, you know, I get to, like I said, you know, see the team this afternoon. And we're going to do a team building exercise together. So that'll be really special to see those kids and all that stuff. So, but I'm doing great. You know, the doctors, they can't believe how well I've done and how I've taken the treatments. And I've exercised every day. Only one day did I not exercise with a trainer. And but I feel really good. My numbers are great right now. In fact, they were a whole lot better than when I came in here. And I felt good when I came in. So, but we start our consolidation treatments and all. And, you know, I tell you, this place is just unbelievable. People don't know how good this place is. I just can't say enough great things about the Limeburger Cancer Center and all the people that are here. I mean, they're just off the charts with how great they are. And, you know, of course, you never want to get a disease like this, but if it happens, you couldn't be in a greater place than here at Limeburger. So, but I'm blessed, and I love breathing the fresh air because it's been a month since I've had any fresh air. So, but I've learned a lot. Trust me, you learn when you go through something like this. You learn what's important to you, and how things are so important. Like, you don't take anything for granted. You know, of course, I've never taken for granted coaching and the players and the opportunities that I have here. But I treasure them even more now. You know, as far as you know, just how special it is to be the coach at North Carolina and to work with these kids and everything like that. So, but I'll get to see them this afternoon. And it's going to take a little more time, you know, with consolidation treatments and all that. But, you know, it'll be a few weeks and all. But I'll be back eventually, full force. I mean, I'm going to start back gradually. You know, we're going to go to the office and do things and all that. But as far as just, you know, doing everything, it'll be a few weeks before I can do all that. But I'm working towards that, and I'm looking forward to it.
And what has all the Twitter support meant to you? You have a lot of Twitter support.
Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable. You know, I don't know what I'd do without this iPad and my cell phone and, you know, the tweets that have gone out and, you know, the emails and just everything. And it's just unbelievable. I keep it with me, and I check it all the time. And, you know, I communicate with people all over the world. And it's just, it is. It's unbelievable. But, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, you need to get on here and start tweeting, you know, because I love keeping up with people and hearing from folks and just the outpouring. In my hotel, it's about like a hotel, when I was in the hospital here, I mean, we would open cards every day. I mean, I know I opened, oh, I don't know, it might have been 1,000. It was many hundreds of cards that I got from people. And every day we would do that. Of course, I had to put on gloves and a mask and all that stuff. You know, and I got my mask here. I don't have it on right now. But my numbers are up high enough that where, you know, I don't have to do it, you know, be so conscious about germs. I still have to, but not like I was having to do. But it's the outpouring of love and friendship and all has just been absolutely unbelievable. And so, and we still, you know, I'm not out of the woods yet with everything. And so we got continue. The biggest thing is I just need people praying for me, you know, that we finalize things as far as getting rid of it. My numbers are really good right now, but we still got some things that we have to do and go through, and we still got a few tests that we're waiting on to come back, you know, and all that stuff. But so far, things couldn't be any better.